This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Feeling the love from the left? The Biden administration is celebrating the holiday season by forcing people out of work. And as a kicker, they're raising the price on, well, everything. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I am so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you are a part of my world. I feel as if, and I say this sincerely, I feel as if we are friends. We've known each other. And I've gone out and I've met many of you, and you communicate with me all the time, and I'm very grateful for it. I never feel like, the star. I was at a Brandon Tatum's book signing the other day. We're good buddies. And Brandon's the same way. Genuine dude. You know that people recognize you and they want to be around you. They want to take pictures and all that, but he's a genuine dude. And there's so few that when I see him, I support him. There were probably 350 people at his book signing and 100 to 150 that were at the VIP part of it. And I got to tell you, it was great. And I haven't read the book. I've only had it like 2 days or something. But I'll tell you this. I'm anxious to read it. But before that, I got to read Stu's book, The World's First Salesman, What You Need to Know About Sales, straight from the caveman who invented it. I'm gonna be reading these. It's funny. I've got a ton of books I haven't been able to read. And honestly, the main reason why I'm going to read these two is they're relatively short. And I'll read them on a plane or something. And it'll take me a week to read a book that I could probably read in about 4 hours. But such is the case. But at least I'm going to get to it. Anyway, welcome, folks. In the first hour, I mentioned the school shooting that occurred. And there's a ton of stuff to talk about. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to try to get to a lot of this. But the stories are always bigger than they seem. See, it's a school shooting. So we go, okay, tragedy, yep. But if you analyze it, the number of school shootings has risen over the decades. And I didn't do any research for this particular show, but I've done it in others. And so we'll add one more to the list of research that I've already done on this topic. But here's the underlying part of this. Over the decades, we know school shootings have risen. But who owns the school system? Who owns the education system? Leftists do. Democrats. Now, as a person who's a thinker and a critical thinker, I say to myself, well, shouldn't we take pause and reevaluate the methodology? When in management consulting, we talk often about methodology. What are you doing as a method to running your business that maybe needs to be tweaked? Because the methodology is important. If I'm going to implement a system to your business, I look at the methodology of what we sell our methodology. Go to PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, any of the big guys, IBM. What they'll talk about is, well, the reason why you might want to consider us is our methodology. And what they're telling you is, we're not going to be disruptive. We've got a better way of doing it, and it's a proven methodology that we've rolled out in multiple places. Well, in the case of education, you've got a proven methodology that's been rolled out in many places. It's been tried and tested in ways that you can't even imagine. And you know what the outcome is? Abject failure. The education system has failed. I'm talking about the basics, just getting kids in schools in a safe environment, learning something that's going to prepare them for life. Fail. Many of them learn more outside of school than they do in school. Mentorships, interns, things like that. Parents, directing them. This teachers aren't done. Teachers are so programmed now with this Act for America. Not Act for America. That's Bridget, what's her name's group. But something, OFA. It's these teachers. They go through this program. It's an indoctrination system. And they don't even know how to teach. They don't know how to really find what makes kids tick. So these guys are failing the kids, and they continue to roll out the same methodology over and over and over. And that's what we're witnessing. And that same methodology is what's been leading to the increase in school shootings. But do you think these people are going to stop and take a look? In this particular incident, a 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore who had a handgun, they call a semi-automatic handgun. What, versus a bolt-action handgun? He shot up his school, killed three students, and he injured seven others and a teacher. Now, I'm not even going to get into any the specific details, but here's what I'll tell you, and I said it earlier. You can bet that this kid was not prepared to deal with a routine problem. I don't know what his problem was, but I'll tell you this. Whatever it was, it's been experienced by millions of kids before him. And you know what happened? He didn't know how to cope. When you're asking yourself, what are we teaching kids today? These little snowflakes? These cream puffs? These little pansies? We're teaching them how not to be able to cope, how getting a hangnail is a reason to go to the emergency room. That's what we're teaching them. Did this kid have mental health issues? Probably. Did he have good parenting? Were his parents helicopter parents that were plugged in and know that something's going on with their kids? By the way, considered a negative by the education system these days. Is any of this helping these kids? And the answer is no. The methodology sucks. And the teachers' unions aren't doing anything. The PTOs aren't doing anything. They're watching this system fail, and they do nothing. And you know what else? What's worse? They get mad at parents who want to do something about it. They're upset. How dare you be a helicopter parent? How dare you be plugged into your kid's life, watching his homework, looking at who his friends are, going to talk with his teachers, etc.? How dare you? And you wonder why we have these shootings? And they're going to keep on happening. Kids are going to still get dumber, not be able to critically think. What are you going to do? I hope you're, at the very least, making sure that your kids are immune to this nonsense. We got a lot more to talk about today, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free products. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice. I hope you take it. But it's just my experience. Do not trust leftists. Don't make them your friends. Don't make them your acquaintances. Don't allow them into your family. Don't allow them into your business. Now, that may seem discriminatory, but it would be the same as me saying, do not trust a crackhead. Don't make them your friend or your acquaintance. I mean, if you happen to have a friend and he's a crackhead, I'm not saying to abandon him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm just saying, if you meet somebody new and you know they're a crackhead, not a good bet for friendship or anything else. Now, if you're in the healing mode, you want to be Mother Teresa and you want to take on those responsibilities, fine. But for the most part, avoid it. Life is tough already without introducing crackheads into your midst. And that's what leftists are. They're crackheads, not to be trusted under any circumstances. Whatever money you get, whatever bounty the good Lord gives you, a crackhead is looking immediately to figure out how to get it. So I'm going to give you an example right now, and I'm going to use part of the Biden administration because it's full of crackheads. It's run by the top crackhead who got rich because of his crackhead son. And if you're thinking I'm using the word crackhead a lot, I am, crackheads. Because we're crackheads for letting these people get in control of us. Are you tired of the crack? The belief in the media, the belief in the hype, the belief in the promises? You'd have to be a crackhead to believe these politicians. Joe Biden has watched gas prices skyrocket. He says it isn't his fault. Wasn't me. It is him. It is the policies of the left that have allowed this to happen. And by the way, it is part of their strategy. Gasoline prices tied to the price of crude oil have surged in many areas of the country, doubling. But this report says hitting multi-year highs, according to the EIA, Energy Information Administration data. Average nationwide gas prices were down to $3.39 per gallon, and this was earlier this week. But the average cost of a new electric vehicle is $55,600 in 2019, $20,000 more than the average price of all new cars. This is from a report that came from Quartz. Charging an electric car with a range of 200 miles costs about $9 and typically takes about 8 hours. Now, the $9 cost, not that big of a deal. $200 right now with the price of gasoline being $4 a gallon. And let's just say you got 50 miles to the gallon. So 4 gallons of gas, $16 versus $9. All right. But what if the gas is $2 a gallon? Then it's $9 versus $8. And do you want to recharge every 200 miles for 8 hours? So that's part of the issue with respect to electric cars. I said this to a group of guys that if electric cars would let me travel 500 miles on a charge and that charge cost me $10, I'd go buy an electric car. I'd pay the $20,000 more per year to have it, because for me to go 500 miles, I've probably landed where I'm going to be. I charge it up for the 8 hours wherever I'm staying, and I'd be ready to rock and roll. So that's what's hurting the demand for cars. Now, they're forcing us to go this way. And look, we're going to get there. Tesla's done an amazing job on batteries. I mean, they're a battery company. I will predict, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to rebuy Tesla stock. Tesla is going to have everybody using their batteries soon. Everybody that owns the car is going to have the Tesla charging stations in their homes. And it's going to be the fast charging stations. Because I asked a guy who owns a Tesla, I said, how do you charge? He goes, well, if I plug it into the wall, it takes hours. But if I plug it into the Tesla charging station, it takes an hour. You know, to charge, like fully charged. I was like, whoa. Remember when your cell phone took 4 or 5 hours to charge? Now they got fast charging. My cell phone will charge fully in less than 30 minutes. I don't even worry about using it anymore. I just take an extra cord anywhere I go. Boop. I plug it in for 15 minutes. I'm back to 100%. No problem. I don't need a landline. Anyway, Buttigieg made the comment that with electric cars, you don't need gas. Well, good for him. But how stupid. Of course you don't need gas. But what Buttigieg isn't telling you is how he's going to get that money out of you. The Biden Team Demento Transportation Secretary is not telling you he's going to charge you for mileage. Now, ask yourself this. Do you want to pay $0.06, $0.10 a mile for every mile that you drive? At an $0.08 rate, they said $1,144 in new annual taxes for Americans who drive about 14,300 miles a year. So they aren't going to get you in gas, but they're going to get you with mileage. Now, this tax has been cleverly slipped into the budget, this infrastructure bill that Biden's been talking about. Now, there's a fact check that goes, no, it wasn't put in there. It's nearly 3,000 pages. It's got unbelievable waste and pet project BS, pork, they call it. But trust me, they will put this mileage tax in there. Now, I want to be clear. It's not written in there exactly, but it's alluded to. It's got either a mileage tax or another form of a driving tax. But I'm saying, as a pilot program, they want to study and test the idea. They're going to charge us $125 million to test the idea of should they charge us a mileage tax. Now, the reason for this is they're shifting us off of fossil fuels, practically making it impossible to have an internal combustion engine car. And they're going to tax the living daylights out of you because they still got to pay for roads and bridges. And they want you to, the program will let you volunteer to be a part and study it. But here's what I'm telling you. The mileage tax is coming. They already give you like $12,500 to buy these electric cars. You get a rebate. They want to try to make that union. You can only get that rebate if it's a union car made in America. So that's one thing. And it doesn't cover the average cost of the cars being much, much more expensive. Now, I think the cars will go down in expense, but who knows? But I just want to level set for all the lefties. That mileage tax is going to be interesting because it'll start out benign, and then it's going to get real intrusive. Go from 8 cents to 20 cents a mile.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is unveiling his administration's COVID winter strategy. And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
Speaking at the NIH, Biden says the situation in the United States is greatly improved compared to a year ago. A second person has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Minnesota after traveling to New York City to attend the Animeme convention. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm explaining the way people within the state can keep themselves safe from the variant.
In addition to vaccination and boosters, we can slow the spread of this variant and all COVID-19 variants by using the layered prevention methods of wearing masks, staying home when sick, and getting tested when appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Republican congressional members are taking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to court over deducting salaries because of a violation of mask mandates on the House floor. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey joins Fox and Friends and explains how the House Speaker violated the Constitution with the fines.
She violated the 27th Amendment to the Constitution and the base Constitution, which both say we can't change our own salaries.
House Speaker Pelosi says the mandate was put on the House floor to keep everyone safe from a public health emergency. If you miss a payment, check your DMs for a message from debt collectors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau implementing new rules this week that lets collection agencies email, text, and send direct messages to folks on social media to track them down for money owed. However, the messages must be private and debt collectors must identify themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That time of year where people start sending out the Christmas photos. I got a bunch of them coming in. Travis Tritt, my country western singer buddy. Thank you for the picture of you and the family. Beautiful, beautiful picture and amazing family. Good kids. Travis has a trophy wife. And he proudly tells me, Kevin, I know I wouldn't have her if I didn't have this money. No, she loves him to death, though. Well, that's a bad way to put it. She really does love him. Anyway, glad to be with you guys today. And I want to talk about a family photo op. One that was... This should be on Mari. It's so dysfunctional. But leave it to the fake news media to cheer the Biden's Christmas picture. Have you guys seen it? Yeah. Depicted is a fireplace mantle hung with stockings for six of Joe and Jill Biden's grandchildren. But it omits one. And I'll talk more about that one in just a bit. I want to talk to you about how the media fawns all over everything the Bidens do. And with everything they're doing, they still can't keep those numbers up. You guys remember the polling numbers I gave you the other day. But they make a big deal. Oh, it's just amazing. So Darlene Superville, who's a reporter for the Associated Press, she tweeted photos with the caption, Christmas stockings for the Biden's grandkids hang from the fireplace mantle in the state dining room, which celebrates the gift of family. Trees are decorated with Biden family photos, as well as photos of other first families during the holiday season. I wonder if Trump and Melania are in that tree, on the tree photos. Oh, man. This is precious. It's so precious. Okay, here we go. People magazine. Regaled of the decorations, they offered that the grandchildren's stockings were a tribute that provided a personal touch. And that's a nice choice of words when you consider that Joey Demento gave Tara Reid his personal touch. Tara, you're welcome. See, Kevin Jackson is not going to forget your allegations against Joey Demento. Creepy Joe. And he did it. I wonder where Biden put the picture of the white supremacist friends from his Senate days when he was climbing the ladder. The ones he so boldly pronounced, well, they're just good guys. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, they did some bad things. They're good guys. Can you imagine if Trump said that about white supremacists? Donald Trump was taken out of context for a comment he made in Charlottesville that still people hold to this day as truth. Like he's on the white supremacist side. Joe Biden absolutely hung out with these guys. I want to see if that picture's on the Christmas tree. Oh, the irony of white elitist Democrats selecting the rich, old, white, demented clown over blacks, an Asian, a Latino, a Pacific Islander, multiple women, and a member of the LGBTQWTF. They performed a magic trick in the face of their constituency, and I love it. They did a bait and switch. Look at all these special interest clowns we could potentially put in. And what do? They run to mama. Mama's milk. Rich, white dude. I'd love to see a picture of all those special interest losers on the Biden Christmas tree. Still, let's move on to more of the tribute and look at Demento's wife, Dr. Jill. The egomaniac who played the long game, baby. Yeah, Dr. Jill destroyed the Biden family. Caused so much grief inside of that family that Joe Biden's wife drove in front of a semi, killed their daughter, and almost killed the two boys. And Joe Biden took advantage of it and said that the trucker was drunk. He was not drunk. Drunk with rage was his wife. Why? Because old Joe the philanderer was, with Jill. Dr. Jill. So she swoops in to become a senator's wife. But a la Hillary Clinton, that wasn't good enough. So she pimped her husband for the role that the Democrats stole. And now Dr. Jill is first lady. Yeah, we're not done. What about Hunter? You know, the bad son lived, the good son died. Have y'all seen Johnny get that movie, A Walk the Line or whatever, with Kiefer Sutherland? I just watched that movie for the first time all the way through. My father-in-law forced me to do it. And I love Dewey Cox, if you guys heard me play stuff from Dewey Cox. So I was happy to see all the references. But yes, yeah, so Hunter Biden is the family's money machine. Without Hunter, Joe Biden is begging for buttermilk. But to their credit, by using crackhead Hunter as the family front man, the Biden family amassed a small fortune. They did. Oh, by the way, the Johnny Cash reference was Johnny Cash's older brother was killed in an accident because he cut himself. And the father would always say, the good son died, which Dewey Cox, that's what the whole thing's about. You got to see it. But if you see it, you'll start laughing with me. Trust me. Anyway, so that the picture, the family picture, and then you get the stockings. And just like the Clintons, we got a missing family member because old Bill's got a son, you know, a black son that he doesn't want to admit to. But in a story titled, See the Sweet Tribute to Biden's Grandkids in the White House Christmas Decor, the Today Show shared that. One display that stands out among the rest in the state dining room, which encompasses the gift of family, the knit stockings hanging on the mantle are a tribute to the Biden grandchildren, Naomi, 27, Finnegan, 21, Maisie, 20, Natalie, 17, Robert Hunter Biden, II, 15, and Little Beau, 1. Yeah, the stocking certainly does stand out, people, because the stocking is missing, the display, I should say, is missing one stocking. Hunter Biden's 3-year-old daughter, Navy Jones Roberts, did not make the cut. She didn't even get the Biden name. Navy didn't. Now, we know the paternity of this young girl, though Hunter Biden denied the child. In fact, Hunter Biden had an affair on his dead brother's widow and fathered the child. Now, I shouldn't have to say anything more for this to be already a Maury saga. But it gets worse. Anyway, Hunter claimed not to recall having a sexual encounter with this woman, which is entirely possible due to his crackhead status. But in his book, Beautiful Things, Hunter recounted, "It's why I would later challenge in court the woman in Arkansas who had a baby in 2018 and claimed the child was mine. I had no recollection of the encounter. That's how little recollection I had with anyone. I was a mess, but a mess I've taken responsibility for." So Hunter, he stepped up. Yeah, with a little prodding from the estranged stripper mama and a nudge from the court, Hunter stepped up. He started paying his child support. Keep in mind, the man who doesn't recall his sexual encounters ran the Biden empire for over a decade. And to his credit, he used the big guy to fill the family coffers, which, by the way, was not pictured on the Christmas tree. But despite Hunter Biden's protestations against paternity, there was evidence that came out that proved that Hunter, like his daddy, is a big fat liar. And the New York Post exposed the text messages that were retrieved from Biden's lost laptop that proved that he put his baby mama on his payroll, you know, when he was making all that money from Burisma, while she was pregnant with his kid. The former stripper was on the consulting firm's payroll during her pregnancy, text messages retrieved from his laptop reveal. And the first son made sure she was booted off the company insurance plans after she gave birth. So let's celebrate the fake first family's Christmas picture, shall we? Like young Navy Roberts, Americans have been abandoned in Afghanistan. They're missing from that picture. As is over $6 trillion of stolen taxpayer money over this scam. I'd like to see that picture. And what of the thousands of Americans, folks, who have died because of vaccine mandates? Where are their picture? What about the dozens of capitalists who lost their businesses because of this clown's vaccine crap, this scamdemic? He can have a picture of them. Little Navy needs her stocking, but many Americans need their pictures up there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots in the news. China's control of Hollywood is on my to-do list to talk about. Beto O'Rourke is not wanting Biden to help him campaign. Anti-Wu flu vaccine deaths. Whenever somebody who's anti-vaccine dies, they say, prominent person dies that didn't want to take the vaccine. And you would think they're all dying of Wu flu or whatever. But the guy could be 92. You know, a prominent person who spoke out against it. So what? He was 87 and had emphysema. But anyway, we'll talk more about that as well. Lots going on. I try to keep up, but we just can't. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Juicy Smouye case is up and running, as is Ghislaine Maxwell. But, yeah, they won't let us hear much about Maxwell's trial, so I don't know what's going on there. But stories about leftists showcase just how crazy they are. And the trial of Jussie Smollett represents what I consider to be quality leftism. 844-551-8255. I'm interested in this trial in Jussie Smollett because it so speaks to leftism. And I love digging deeper for this stuff because I think that's where we really learn. And just understand, and look, I'm going to recap some things, but I promise you I'm going to bring it to a boil here. Understand that Smollett hired two black Jamaican friends, people that he had met and interacted with, to stage an attack on him. Then, when he gets caught in his own web of lies, the first thing he does is he throws his friends under the bus, and then I read a story where he accused these two Jamaican dudes of being homophobic. I couldn't believe it. You know the old saying, with friends like this, you don't need any enemies. Now, I want you to refresh me if I'm wrong, because I'm not going to research anything more about Smollett. But didn't Smollett say originally that the fake attackers were also racist and homophobic? Now, he didn't pull the race card on the two Jamaicans, because that would have made it even more silly. But still, I wouldn't have been surprised if he did. They didn't like the half-white part of me. You know he's half-white, right? Jussie Smollett. Jussie. They couldn't even... I mean, really, J-U-S-S-I? Jussie. Now, there seems to be a pattern here. Anybody that you don't... that dismisses you or... that's not the right word. Anybody that doesn't believe you. You say they're racist or they're homophobic. Now, I also learned this little tidbit. I learned that they rehearsed the attack prior to the real attack. I did not know this. Now, here's what the story said. Two brothers arrested for an alleged attack on Jussie Smollett recounted for Chicago police how the ex-Empire actor orchestrated the hoax, telling them via text message to meet him, quote, on the low, paying for supplies and holding a, quote, dry run in downtown Chicago. This is according to testimony from the lead investigator who took the story. Now, I want to repeat this. Smollett enlist his friends to help him stage an attack so he can get more money from his job. I read that he thought, he said the studio wasn't doing enough for the homophobic hate mail that he was sending to himself. I mean that he was getting. Yeah. And why did I say sending to himself? Because I think that's what he was probably doing. And in fact, I know that's what he was doing. Because I saw it. I saw the clippings, and I also saw when they raided those Jamaican dudes' apartment, they found the clipped out portions of the letters that Smollett had been sending to himself. But here's my point. When he got caught, he turned on his friends. I want to go back to what I said earlier. I said leftists showcase the lunacy of their acts. I haven't gotten to that just yet, at least fully. But one of the things that I find lunatic-y is when you turn on your friends for something that you planned. But that's what leftism does. For the record, I say to leftists, I tell them this all the time, I'm saying it again publicly. Unless you have a conservative friend or two who tolerate you despite your dang self, you don't have any real friends. If you believe for one second that
Your friends, your leftist friends, are your ride or dies. These are people that will bail you out of jail or fight for you or with you. You're dead wrong. And if you ever try to use them to fight for you or with you, don't be surprised if you find yourself dead wrong. The first person to testify against Juicy was a guy named Michael Thies, and he was a former Chicago PD detective and the guy that worked on the case. He testified that initially they viewed the actor as a victim of a homophobic and racist attack. He added that police absolutely didn't rush to judgment, an allegation raised by Smollett's defense attorney when he gave opening statements. So see, what he wants people to believe is that the Chicago PD, who did not do anything to him for over a month, targeted him. He says that they didn't look at enough other people, which I find funny. And this gets me to the bigger point about why leftists are so crazy. See, they've gotten to the point, people that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, that they think they can tell any lie to you and you'll believe it. This, like the Rittenhouse case, never should have gone to trial. It's a waste of taxpayer money for a very simple reason. Can you guess it? Well, if you said, Kevin, because Smollett is guilty, that would be the answer. This case highlights the glaring problems with leftists. And in this particular case, Smollett is so guilty, and it is so obvious, yet he has no intention of admitting that. See, let me tell you what you or I would have done. The mountain of evidence that they've amassed on this guy, I would say, man, look, if we could just get this, make this go away as easily as we can, tell me what I need to do. I never should have lied. I would have fallen on the sword a long time ago. It took 3 years for this case to come in. But Smollett, knowing the mountain of evidence against him, he's still willing to roll the dice. Nobody sane would do this. He is as caught as that finger wagging Bill Clinton. And I laugh when I remember that what's her face, I forget her name, but she said, oh, we have the blue dress. And Bill Clinton suddenly lost that pep in his step. Before he knew there was any evidence, he was like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. So anyway, what did Smollett already cost taxpayers? According to Thies, this is the detective that worked the deal, he said roughly 24 detectives clocked some 3,000 hours on what they thought was a, quote, horrible hate crime. 3,000 hours. I don't know what they make, but let's say it's $50. It's $150,000. Wasted money. Worse than that, what if these detectives were needed for some other crime in Chicago? Anybody think that could possibly be the case? What is the closure record for these things? This speaks to the big picture, folks, as he commented that CPD detectives were excited as this investigation progressed because they started getting evidence. They were tracking the movements of the suspected attackers. They had surveillance video. They had cell phones. They had rideshare records. This bad boy was high profile, a cop's dream, had all the accoutrements of, you know, getting people promoted, etc. And then they found out that they were missing a crucial element, the truth. And guess what? This case against his accomplices, missing the same element.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.